The document is the latest in a series of counterclaims by the Democrat, who has had formal complaints filed against him by two women, including fellow Democratic Representative Faith Winter. It comes ahead of a possible vote to oust him from the legislature.
Don't you think it would be prudent and a fair thing to do for you to give out your side of the story to your colleagues before your colleagues actually vote on your expulsion?
That's Representative Steve Lebsack. Since we first broke this story last November, three other women have publicly accused him of inappropriate and intimidating behavior.
It's not retaliation. It was meant to be a confidential communication between myself and my colleagues.
But some, including Bree Franklin, believe the letter goes against the General Assembly's workplace harassment policy that forbids retaliation. Franklin is the executive director of the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Even sending something out to other legislators or to the entire workplace is breaching confidentiality. This is a fear why victims don't want to report and don't want to go through a process.
When a person formally complains of sexual harassment, ultimately to leadership in the House or Senate, the complaint is considered private, but the accuser can make it public, and the person being accused can also make it public.
Informally publishing the details of these women's complaints and his responses to those complaints outside of the formal process is completely inappropriate.
Jennifer Droback is a law professor at Indiana University and a national expert on sexual harassment. She reviewed Lebsack's letter and says he's trying to discredit the complainant, which is why we've not referenced what's in the document in this story.
It's nothing new, and it's regrettable, and it just highlights that this problem has not gone away and needs to be firmly and swiftly address.
Nonpartisan legislative attorneys have said the harassment policy does allow concerns about retaliation to be added to existing formal complaints. And this isn't the first time Lebsack has gone on the offensive. In December, he paid for his own polygraph test, telling the media that he was asked four questions about Representative Winter and passed. He says it exonerates him from the allegations.
I think they probably picked on the right person, because I'm going to expose the people who have lied.
A top polygraph expert we interviewed at the time said the results of a lie detector test are unreliable. Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen of Lakewood says Lebsack's efforts to try to debunk the claims against him have hurt him more than helped.
This is absurd and desperate.
Representative Lebsack isn't the only lawmaker at the state capitol facing allegations of sexual harassment. Senate Republicans Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate also have formal complaints filed against them, but each have said little beyond their initial denials when we first broke our stories also in November. We're still waiting on the results of the formal investigations into Tate, Baumgartner, and Lebsack. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.